Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of a little program we call the Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams, and all this week, Sandy Edie Hansen and I are discussing surrender. And wow, is surrendering a tough thing to do. Even recognizing that we need to surrender is a challenge because we generally steer towards trying to control everything. Blogger Jen Ferguson probably summarized it best when she said, "I want to fix everything. I want people to be happy and healthy and free. My first instinct is to evaluate and plan. I find solutions, present them, and cajole the person into using them. And then I'm disappointed when they don't. I get frustrated, angry, and resentful when they continue to struggle. And I say in my head, if only you'd listen to me." End quote. Ironically, when we're all in fix-it mode, we don't generally bring people to change. We only end up drowning in a fear of the problem. We start spinning and cultivating a new list of problems and what-ifs. The same goes if we're going through something that doesn't involve another person's choices. We're all faced with hard things that are out of our control. And surrendering does not mean that you can't continue to hope and pray for a better outcome. It just means that you are not giving yourself unnecessary suffering by mentally and physically struggling with someone or something you'll never be able to manage. Not surrendering to reality, questioning the fairness, goodness, or logic of the present moment, is crippling. You're saying no to reality. "No, but that's not fair. It's not right." Okay, maybe that's true, but where can you go from there? That's also kind of the beauty of surrender. It allows us not to go anywhere. It allows us just to feel without the burden of inserting ourselves into an outcome that we can't dictate anyway. Now I know some of you are like me, and we don't like those pesky feelings that go with painful situations. Unfortunately, no matter how hard we try to avoid emotional pain, it follows us everywhere. Difficult emotions like shame, anger, loneliness, fear, despair, confusion are a natural part of the human experience. It's just not possible to avoid feeling bad. When we react negatively to our own negative emotions, treating them as enemies to be overcome, eliminated, and defeated, that's where we get into trouble. Our reactions to unhappiness can transform what might just be a brief passing sadness into a persistent dissatisfaction and overall unhappiness. We can learn how to deal with difficult emotions in a new, healthier way by practicing acceptance of our emotions, even embracing them. When you realize that going through our feelings is the only option you have left, it's pretty freeing. And with each out-of-our-control situation that comes our way, we can get to that place even quicker than the time before. That's surrender. And that's also happiness. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Double X Factor each weekday here on KMA. Sandy will be back with you tomorrow on the topic of surrender, and then I'll be back on Thursday. As always, you can find us at kmaland.com or on social media at KMAXX Factor.